Please all rise for the gospel.
Because it does not keep the Sabbath.
But others said, "How can a single man do such signs?" There was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now, the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become the disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. But if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and aren't you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying we see, so the sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus.
Last week, the gospel spoke about the living water. This week, the gospel said about seeing light. I remember when I was major seminarian, I was studying Rome that day at that time. I had a very profound experience on one of the holidays in Easter. I was with a group of young people near Florence for about a week. I was so proud at the time. I was judging them because we know that attending this meeting is everyone have to put God in first place and love as a first commandment among us. But I didn't experience this love from them. So I judged them when we were from the very beginning of a pride. I just told myself, since I'm living here for just a week, so I tell myself, okay, even you don't greet me, I, the first one here, greet you. If nobody clean the floor, I be the first one to clean the floor. Just to prove that I, the only one who lived the gospel, and you guys, only words and I deeds. This is my pride. I'm completely blind. I thought I see, but I don't see the real meaning of life. Although I'm doing this for a few days, I don't feel peace. Although I'm the first one to love and try to love unconditionally, but this is our pride that I was blind. I don't have the peace. Until one early morning, I think around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping, but I didn't sleep well. Suddenly, I found a light coming down from top and come to my body. And suddenly, I got the light. I understand. Was the meaning of unity, of Christianity. This is an experience I never experienced before. By theory, I know what is meaning of charity, unity, but the heart is not. Until that moment, God gave me the grace to understand. Until now, I don't know how I understand, but I did understand. I just got a feeling of freedom. Now I understand. If you ask me what I understand, I don't know how to tell you. But I'm free. This is experience of light. God is giving us light whenever we want to. We ask for. Although by that period I didn't ask much, I thought I had the light. I was completely blind. But with the mercy of God, since I practiced being the first one to love and love unconditionally, this is the quality of unity. Although the motivation is bad, but still on my heart, for my part, it's a good action. Nobody greet you, I greet. Nobody clean, I clean. It's beautiful. Nobody knows what I'm happening to me. They all find I'm a good man. But I was blind. I see that woman, I feel the light. So dear people, we need to be humble. We need to pray. Ask for this grace. Many times we suppose we see that the Pharisees, they see, but they don't see. They just judge Jesus is not the prophet. they can't see. As if they don't know many things, they don't know. So today, on a daily basis, the Holy Spirit works within each one of us. He will show you how and what to do. Important is to follow His direction. Whenever there is peace, most probably there is the light there. There's the will of God there. If there's no peace or little bit peace, that means something wrong there. Although very good thing, but it might be not for you to do. So it's so important to follow the will of the Father through the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, many things we don't understand. Jesus already foretold. Many things you don't understand. But when the time comes, the Holy Spirit will guide you. So many things today we might not understand fully. It's important. First of all, you put your love first. When you start loving, start forgiving, and that's the moment the Holy Spirit can enter into our hearts. So these 2 days, the Pope is inviting all of us, the whole world, the Universal Church, to pray for, to work for reconciliation with one another, with the Lord. So this Mass, in a special way, we pray for one another, that we might have the light, that we might have the courage, that we have the sound judgment on the things that we are doing. We are so little, but God is great. So let us pray with the Church together, with the Pope, our diocese. This message is so short because on Wednesday, so the diocese of Hong Kong cannot spread this news to all. We can spread through some WhatsApp and just, you know, communications through. Last night, from yesterday to today, we have lots of confessions all through. And these 2 days still we have the exposition of Blessed Sacrament. We always pray for our personal conversion. So let us pray that we profit the sacrament of reconciliation. We profit all these moments of reconciliation one with one another. Say a word of sorry to those people who you hate or don't like you. Say some messages. Express your gratitude to one another. And that's what the Lord wants us to see, peace among ourselves. And first of all, peace between. Peace in the Holy Spirit. That means to say, always giving for. And let us, in this Mass, we pray in a special way when we miss the Holy Sacrament of the Blessed Sacrament. Ask Jesus, be the Lord in us. We always, what St. Paul said, that we can say today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me.